Months ago, this informal settlement was gutted by a devastating fire. But thanks to Mandela Day, people who would otherwise have been behind their desks at work or going about their normal lives have come out to this township.
We live in an environment that is quite selfish at times. We only think about ourselves. And I think especially on this day and the legacy that he left, we should just take a little bit of time. You know, it doesn't cost us anything, but it really enriches the people here, their lives.
Mandela gave 67 years of his life to the struggle for liberation. But even for those born after the demise of apartheid, the day has meaning.
So it's the first time I'm in a township today, and I thought it would be more of a scary experience, but these are normal people, and I'm starting to realize that.
South Africa is known as the Rainbow Nation, but it is commonplace for poverty-stricken communities like this to exist alongside affluent suburbs, even two decades into a multiracial democracy.
We are far too often exposed to the inequalities and the iniquities of living in South Africa. And we try and do a little bit, you know, each day, one child at a time, one day at a time.
A stubborn legacy of apartheid, South Africa remains among the most unequal societies in the world. And while a paint job or distributing food cannot be equated to the struggle of Mandela under the brutal apartheid regime or his years in prison, it is hoped what he has inspired will at least bring a glimmer of hope for the millions of South Africans still seeking a better life. Hassan Siria, Press TV, Cape Town.